This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Senate Finance Chairman and Ag Republican Chuck Grassley of Iowa is hopeful but hesitant to predict lawmakers will pass this week long-delayed new virus relief, including billions more for agriculture. Grassley isn't sure that the one-bill-without objectionable provision approach by the House and Senate moderates will work, pointing out the importance to Republicans of business COVID lawsuit protection and for Democrats, state and city aid.
Democrats are so mad because you don't have state and local in that one. You might not get 60 votes. And then for those of us that want lawsuit reform, we might have to swallow federal aid to states, but it might not get 60 votes because not enough Republicans would be for it.
60 votes is the threshold for passing controversial bills in the Senate, but the idea of dropping objectionable provisions was raised earlier by Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and rejected by House Speaker Pelosi and Democrats. Now, with federal funding again set to expire on Friday without a linked deal and Christmas the following Friday, there seems to be few options left.
So I think it might be the best you can do. And be too bad because the bipartisan bill has $13 billion in it for agriculture.
Failure would also leave 12 million Americans without unemployment benefits the day after Christmas, small businesses without renewed paycheck protection funding, and millions of renters subject to eviction. Billions for renters, schools, and health providers would also be lost. In news from the USDA, a report late last week from the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture, along with Purdue University, shows a strong job demand for new college graduates with degrees in agricultural programs. U.S. college graduates can expect approximately 59,400 job opportunities annually between 2020 and 2025. This reflects a 2.6% growth from the previous 5 years. Employer demand will exceed the supply of available graduates with a bachelor's degree or higher in agricultural-related fields. A USDA NIFA spokesperson says students studying agriculture have made a sound career choice and will graduate into a strong and growing job market in the years ahead. Graduates earning degrees with emphasis in food, agriculture, renewable natural resources, and the environment will account for 61% of the annual supply pool. Most employment opportunities will be in the business and management sector at 42% and another 31% in the science and engineering sector. Openings anticipated in education, communications, and government will make up 14% and 13% will be in the food and biomaterials production. Another ag news here on your Wednesday and in health news, this time not related to the coronavirus. The Wisconsin State Health Department is urging citizens to avoid a so-called holiday tradition in the state of Wisconsin. Through social media this week, the department says there's one holiday tradition that you need to pass on, and it's raw meat sandwiches. The sandwiches go by many names, called tiger meat, cannibal sandwiches, or South Dakota steak tartare. Here, I just call it Braunschweiger. Those are all considered a holiday tradition by many families, according to state officials in Wisconsin. The raw meat is typically served with crackers. The tradition appears in Midwestern states with significant German populations, such as the Dakotas, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, among others. However, the sandwiches, which include raw ground beef, raw eggs, and onions, along with a mix of spices, pose a threat for salmonella and other bacteria. The State Health Department says ground beef should always be cooked to an internal temperature of 160 degrees. The warning made national media rounds earlier on this week. However, eating raw ground beef or pork dishes is common in Germany and several other foreign countries. As ag retailers are increasingly adopting digital solutions to improve their operational efficiency and enhance customers' overall service experience, GrowMark and FS is expanding its partnership with Solinftech out of Brazil. Solinftech is a Brazilian company with 13 years of experience developing digital ag solutions for the largest agricultural operations in the world, with more than 22 million acres of row crops, sugarcane, coffee, and citrus in use. By marrying logistics, analytics, and real-time weather data with algorithms, So LymphTech significantly increases partners' machinery and input use efficiency, improving crop yields and reducing environmental impacts. To speak more on Growmark's expanding partnership, we join Nokomis native Lance Rupert, Growmark's Director of Agronomy Marketing Technology.
So LymphTech's a Brazilian company that we were introduced to almost 3 years ago. It'll be 3 years ago this coming February. And what was a curiosity to me at that time was, you know, our FS member companies and retail organizations have a lot of equipment and a lot of people running those pieces of equipment. And so LymphTech was a company that we thought could potentially help us become more efficient with those pieces of equipment so we could get over more acres in a day and, you know, service our customers at a higher level. So we worked with a handful of member companies to collect data initially so LymphTech could, you know, understand how they did their business, how they serviced their customers through operations, getting everything sprayed and fertilizer applied. And they're a pretty sophisticated tech company with artificial intelligence and, you know, ran the data and saw, you know, certain parameters that they thought we could, you know, improve upon to be more efficient. And then they built a, you know, a software solution to help us manage our fleet at a higher level. So, you know, just to get across more acres per day and to do a better job of executing on those acres as well.
Rupert also explains that GPS is the backbone of this new technology, but it's not necessarily the only element to the technology.
Yeah, of course, you know, the backbone is GPS as far as, you know, being in the right spot and applying and getting good coverage. What the AI really comes into is, you know, today an FS company might have, you know, orders to apply a herbicide to a dozen fields, you know, in a day. Today it's a manual process done by people, of course. You know, kind of the way they lay out the day and how they travel and things like that. What they've done to help, you know, one area to be more efficient is they take all those fields into account and they let algorithms and artificial intelligence tell us first, you know, what would be the best path for the day to cover the least amount of miles and to cover the fields that are on the schedule most efficiently. After the artificial intelligence, the computer kind of spits out potentially the quote-unquote right answer. You know, they also allow people to say, well, we need to tweak this or tweak that. So it's a little bit of a combination between AI and, you know, algorithms helping us make better decisions potentially without bias or things that just the human eye can't see. But then they also allow humans to interact with it, you know, because there's always cases where things need to be tweaked due to other circumstances.
And again, that's Lance Rupert, Director of Agronomy Marketing Technology with Growmark FS in Bloomington. And we'll bring you the full conversation tomorrow morning, starting in part two of the Morning Ag Show, starting roughly 6:20 tomorrow right here on WSMI-FM. And in local ag news here for your Wednesday and some recently breaking news, it's been brought to the attention of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau and several others throughout the county. There has been an increasing amount of thefts of catalytic converters on properties here in Montgomery and Macoupin County. Large pickup trucks and diesels of all makes and models have been the target. In a quote from the Facebook post by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, they're sharing the information to keep members informed and to help prevent future crimes of this nature. Again, increasing amount of thefts of catalytic converters on properties here in Montgomery and Macoupin County. And they're being stolen off makes and models of all kinds, including diesels. And as we get more information on this topic, we'll pass it along right to you here on WSMI. And that'll conclude your Ag News here on this Wednesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI@WSMIradio.com. So again, for this Wednesday afternoon, December 16th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.